You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Lock in.
They got me cuffed up, chained up.
DJ King Flo.
It's really hard to stand up next to someone else from the waist up. Long bus ride got me caked
up.
They got me locked up.
Shots, be hot, in the cot, 23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempt a murder charge, trying to have a nigga ride, cause I'm facing 25 and the lawyer need a notch. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops. Building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Chow not enough, by 10, stomach crumbling. Ribs under gaze, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep, I see you on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn thin sheets.
They got me locked up.
And there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got denied bail, so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
And there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer, cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains, and there's no way out. Got denied bail, so there's no way out.
Hope you have a pleasant day.
DJ King Flood.
Welcome to the yard. Days, you know how we talk.
Mixtape,
you know how we run things. City never sleeps. Look out for the creeps. Belly in the beast. Jewel of the east. Welcome to New York. You know how we do things. You know how we talk. You know how we run things. City never sleeps. Look out for the creeps. Belly in the beast. Jewel of the east.
Welcome to New York. Welcome to the city of insomnia. Tall buildings, big bridges, goons might body you. Skyline view you could use as a screensaver. The rotten apple is a jungle with a ton of paper. City of hustlers, the Dow and the stock exchange. Where we still got bums begging with cups of change. You make the wrong move, partner, and it's adios. Living in the town of the Yankees and niggas packing toast. From BK to Broadway, get it all day. If you hustle packs, we got it, just go see all yay. Be careful transporting across the traffic sink. Palisades Parkway and WB. This is my town, I'm repping it to the death of me. The Yak, my home, New York, bring out the best in me. It's the Empire State, it's the home of the new towers, the Knicks, and the best cheesecakes.
Welcome to New York, you know how we do things, you know how we talk, you know how we run things. City never sleeps, look out for the creeps, belly in the beast, jewel of the east. Welcome to New York, you know how we do things, you know how we talk.
King Flo.
Scratching and I'm crawling till I rise up to the top every day. Make a dollar out of 15, but not the honest way. Motivated by the money and I heard there's plenty out here. Heard it come with consequences, stay alert and prepared. Stay with the work in the trap with the bag in it. Steady killing rats cause I keep the cheese in it. Swiss or American, French or Italian bread. Circulate amongst the fam, it's currency that keeps it fair. The streets is like a midfielder, it's a short stop. So I don't waste a second out here dribbling the rap. I be on a mission when you see me, no vacation. No bikinis, no remote island. It's the block of some graffiti. Holding on to things to give me time easy. Cause I got enemies ready to squeeze when they see me. But they not a diss track, sin, nah. Slowing rations, if they come around, I will blast that.
There's no second chances, no time to slip. No days off, there's no time to skip. So by any means, I'ma double up and flip. I hear the circus, I'ma teach this money tricks. There's no second chances, no time to slip. No days off, there's no time to skip. So by any means, I'ma double up and flip. I hear the circus, I'ma teach this money tricks. Heavy said I've been out there.
DJ King Flo.
Y'all hear this?
Yeah, we get caught in my kings. You know what I'm saying? You belong
Mixtape Addict.
You get courted. Start sitting courtside, you know what I'm saying? Stop sitting in that courtroom, you dig me?
Mixtape Addict.
Let's do some yard work. Don't stop. Capital
King's
F.
Back.
Make sure your foundation straight, your ground stable. Everybody wanna be Arthur at the round table, yeah. Until they get found like they found Abel. Niggas ain't really outlaws, they just sound fatal. Make way for the ruler. Fuck riding with a shaman, I'm riding with a shooter. Hollow heads hitting me, scream hallelujah. Gave birth to a bunch of y'all, I'm the doula. I thought I'm my medulla, it gotta be worth a mule. Dog, you not a rider, I probably send a Uber. Still lion hearted and probably with a cougar. In my holy possession, I'm King Clovis the second. Still holding my head, it's supposed to be seven. Still nobody better, get a load of your legend. Surpass being royal, had to cut my grass before I dashed out the soil. It's local how fast get the pollo. Off the scroll, the king came to world, lost his soul. Never worth it, his story will all be told. Tall tales, written on the walls of gold.
Phantom of the Opera, pop up in a Gucci mask and mowing down proper.
Mixtape
Addict, Davy Jones locker, yeah, smell this shit from a block up. Can't smoke Miz if I'm the highest on the playing field. Can't claim swag that y'all borrowed out my closet still. His bitch gave them draws up cause her man was lame. Can't hate the player, young nigga, they say hate the game. Drippy ass nigga with a plan in Balenciaga. Wore them sit straight for a month till I met my quota. End of my 90 day run, might as well pull up. Niggas wanna celebrate but ain't made no accomplishments. Had to take a look inside myself and blame the one with it. Cause if I ain't doing what I'm supposed to, then I'm full of sin. So money can't be the root of evil cause I'm locked in. And money can't be the root of evil cause it keep me zen. Devil wear Prada but this God in these blue shoes. Smack the shit about when you little niggas, I done pay my dues. Back when I was a YN, we didn't play by no one rules. Made our own way up in this shit through the win and lose. Can't sign no deal for no shorts, that shit there for fools. And a lot of these rap niggas ain't cool.
Panoramic views and the endless nights with me and Morty. Landed in Portugal, we was catching flights from Missouri.
DJ King Flow.
I live a lie, whatever you portray. Solidified, we still disguising whatever
they correlate.
It's for the taking, it's patience, time, and the coordination. The Lord ordained, it's the way we drive, it is formulaic. We build it as brick by brick, illuminated before the masons. Dreams are sitting outside of the porch on the 4 acres. Baltimore to Jamaica. Yo, it's a shame y'all support and the fakers. They're working around, niggas still caught the vapors. This the vibe that appeal when the feel that is orchestrated. We provide the real, which the illest incorporated. From out the parts where they marginalized us. Yo, we was targeted from stark at a cost, so they often deprived us. Kings on the block, who kept a Glock, but the sorrow is silence. But this the spark from out the dark where the carbon is quiet. Yeah, burn your splits, this is high science. We the pillars, niggas moving like the quiet giants. You the realest when you're moving with divine promise. The stage killer, the track shooter, the lines polished. Burn your splits, this is high science. We the pillars, niggas moving like the quiet giants. You the realest when you moving with divine promise. The stage killer, the track shooter.
Easy, my nigga, double M,
DJ
Rose.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah. Get rich in this bitch, boy, it's hit or miss. I can let you niggas watch while I flip a brick. At the marina on the yacht with a pretty bitch. I ate a pussy on the spot like I played a fish. Back to the dealer with a bag for my favorite whip. I got a million on me cash, you can take a pick. New indictments coming fast, did I make the list? They wanna see your face down, nigga, on your dick. Feds got a case, think I'm laundering money. All the niggas in the club with me robbing and gunning. Snitching niggas must have a problem or something. On my mama pussy niggas, they gotta get punished. Wanted 80 birds, but I got away with words. I'm about to be a billionaire, I'ma say it first. 30 million for the jet, so you know what's next. So much money coming, I need a spot to hide the rest. So much money coming, I need a spot to hide the rest. So much money coming, I need a spot to hide the rest.
Counted up and hide the rest. Taxing like the IRS. Never let them see you down. Never let them see you sweat. Sending carbones fresh. Ghetto fresh off a jet. Real diamonds around my neck. Ain't hard to tell them worth a check. The feds hit the hood, ain't break a sweat. They tried. You know I'm riding with my dogs like DMX.
Rough ride.
I ain't never had shit, that's why I flex.
Uh-huh.
And where I'm from, the money came by you respect.
No lie.
Big shifter, rich nigga, you know I'ma go grind. Bottega shades on with my eyes on the prize. Get a rental, hit the road, we ain't getting no job. These little niggas turning killers, they ain't flipping no fries. If you seen what we seen, you wouldn't be surprised. Buying foreign after foreign, turning up my garage. Buying crib after crib, watches on the side. LLCs are private names to keep the business in disguise, yeah. Tell the engineer to stop me if I lied. They know they ain't fucking with us, but at least they try. Take over small towns, we conquer and divide them. The money coming so fast, it ain't nowhere to hide it. Yeah.
So much money coming, I need a spot to hide the rest. So much money coming, I need a spot to hide the rest.
Boy, every time I think pulling up,
DJ King Flow.
What? Big drink sipper, used to sip about the pitcher. Oh boy, baby, today I can't sip with you. All this shit fake now, man, that ain't the taste.
Plus
the price is high, new sip was getting raped. I remember when that shit was only 10 a line. Me and C-Lo had them by the gallons going dime. Couldn't sell drink cause a nigga kept sipping. Gotta thank God for giving me still tipping. Flipping on foes cause that here is tradition. Tell you girl back, my big diamonds glisten. Mr. Leave a bitch blind when I come around. Never heard of you, only the baddest out your time. Top down when I pull up to that Chapman. Haters still can't believe I got all this rapping. Black trunk slapping when I slide in my ride. Old bitches trying to come back, bitch, bye. Stay dry flossing, looking for my new future. Cyber truck bulletproof, but I'll shoot you. Mute your bitch ass like a nigga going live. I knew they couldn't fuck with me since I was 5. If I hurt your feelings, well, I apologize. But I'm still gonna get to this money till I die. Reach to the sky and the nigga getting closer. Penthouse watching Friday fireworks for closure. Hold up.
A lot of you niggas from the Cairo days. We sipping bar just like a neighborhood star. Green label shit, nigga. Hey. Four foes on that Fleetwood, a big dipper. 20 ounces of mud, I'm such a rich sipper.
DJ
the paint wet as a well, I call that bitch Pipper. She gave me head in the drop, I might as well. Guess I'm a bartender, Texas on my license plate. I got that pineapple popping with a splash of grape. I watch it bubble up, sitting in that double cup. You niggas drinking on bullshit, I'm like, what the fuck? Pull me a thick foe, salute the Big Mo. Southside Doug, he was drinking from the get-go. I've been a hustler all my life, but now I'm getting more. These niggas faking, they ain't tasting, that's for shit show. Toe tagging that G-Wagon, I'm getting paper. Sipping punch in the beans, yes, I'm a trend maker. Yeah, they was talking that player shit, but really what they what? So I'm so tired.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Wax on wax off, kick back, get your lick back like karate movies.
King DJ of the King
Flow. Posse walk is garbage, I just gotta move it. Out of the situation that they put me in. Man, that candy paint go well with newbie in. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Like a play
back in the day. Never fake in the funk, never fuck with the fake. Like a lock of all the players back in the day. Never fake in the funk, never fuck with the fake.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Like the UGKs and the MJGs and A-Balls. For me, they paid away. Can't forget the scar on face and the ghetto with my boys. Mind playing tricks for days. If you're hugging on the curb, then your elbow's bound to scrape. No band-aids for the low-lows. It cost a grip to slab a color change the snow glow. Nigga, I'm out here pop the twilight feel when spring's a no-go. But all the times they wasn't rounding low with no show. Sometimes you gotta do it. On wax off, kick back, get your lick back like karate movies. Clean on the needle, Parsley Mark is garbage. I just gotta move it out of the situation that they put me in. Man,
they
I'm fresh off the lot, look like I just got sprayed. Project just got paid, diamonds on my teeth, dawg. Brand new Louis shades, Louis on my feet, dawg. Money don't grow on trees, words from my OGs. If I ain't working in this world, then you won't eat. Meaning ain't no burger fur, no fur on Derek Carr. You used to have to catch a bus on Fraser Boulevard. Life be looking hard, but you gotta rearrange it. I was hustling backwards, so I had to change it. Don't let that Ruger bang, quick get caught the judge. I ain't quit that time in prison, eat your life away just like a banquet.
Les enfants des caisses, je suis génie à leur place. Je les vois comme des snakes et je joue même pas de leur face. Ils pensent qu'on est caisse, mais je fais des masterclass. Passage éclair, on se rappelle même pas de leur place. Interdit d'être aigri ici en gloss. Dépressif, assis ici en sous. Dans ma tête, c'est des nocifs, mais je partage plus mon blues. J'enfile une autre blouse, on change l'esthétique. Les derniers gestes techniques, les derniers maillots de foot. C'est dur de faire équipe quand t'es le maillon fou.
voir le syndrome de l'imposteur.
Ah, c'est ça tu fais, ah bah t'es qu'une merde. Ah, c'est ça tu fais, ah bah t'es qu'une merde. Ah, c'est ça tu fais, ah c'est ça tu fais. Ah, c'est ça tu fais, ah bah t'es qu'une merde.
Rising from the atomic waste deposit on the dark side of the womb of the
egg. Magnetic energy causing brain
DJ King Flow.
Hey, we in an interdimensional war.
Mixed
but I'm too busy
addict.
Smacking a whore, picking my scratch up off the floor, trying to snatch some more. To pay attention to them television actors, Republicans and Democrats divide and conquer tactics. Wanna kill a race war, homie, then stop talking about it. We all slaves to the system and there ain't no doubt about it. They see a dying man, take pictures and just crowd around it. Screaming world star, humanity should just be drowning out it. Technology now suck the soul straight from out our bodies. Everyone trying to be famous and rich, mobbing Bugattis. I ride with my shotty, cause you never know when funk jumping. And don't pull it if you ain't gon' pop it, superstar dumping. Yeah, I got a problem with your bitch made ego, frontin' like Nino, but never laid your eyes on a kilo. And if you did and you pumping and you self snitching, I'm disgusted with the rap game, all the lies and fiction. You wanna die in a privatized prison? I highly doubt it, so best to keep your mind on your dick.
The government got
in the streets, Simon, it's just iron.
DJ King Flow.
Are you not entertained?
Mixtape Addict.
Are you not entertained?
I hear the Reaper calling.
Isn't that why you are here?
Yeah. But I ain't picking up the jack though. Not my time yet, man. I got some work to do, man. Yo, here's a couple things we gonna figure out. Is it really hating if a nigga doubt what you spitting about? There's a little drought in your content, bunch of nonsense for the comments and a little clout. What a concept. One con left in the game, right, like to sick us out.
Yes.
Who the best? Go ahead, pick him out. Was it Jay when he took a different route? Was it Nas live at the barbecue? Was it B.I. sipping Guinness Stout? Was it Three Stacks, Scarface, maybe T.I. two picking mouth? Is it common to have black thoughts about what was done when you did without? You can see I'm on a higher path. The best pick in the entire trap. Subtract all the sus rap, it don't add up, then apply the math.
Nah.
Plus that just explains if you gon' teach game, it requires class.
Teach.
Touch that hurricane, brainstorm pain, now you gotta buy a raft.
Wow.
Showboating gets overblown, I pen venom on mobile phones. I write cancer, it might transfer and then prey on your chromosomes.
Yes.
Tone loca, the vocal tone.
Uh-huh.
Eminem in his mobile home.
Yo.
The white answer, slight banter, but MJ wouldn't post Malone. You don't even know the half of it, I'm done stringing up the last puppet.
Yo.
Spill tea on a player, but I drive past jumping for the last bucket. You ain't even gotta ask of it. I'm volunteering like Pad Summit.
Damn.
Thought you'd see the last of it. I'm back here like a black mullet. Are you not entertained? Feel every drop full of pain. Put my heart in it. Them growth spurts brought scars with it. When those hurt get targeted, my soul search every part of it. Your flow's worse ain't as dark as this. My flow's cursed as a dark abyss. Pretty hard to miss.
Yes.
Fair warning. Up early. Everybody over here's mourning.
Morning.
Tears falling so much worry that you can hear the Reaper here calling. But we're mourning. Just a couple niggas fighting over every square portion.
I'm here often.
Here often.
Here often.
Or go to the streets.
DJ King Flow.
And my aim is the same, they both accurate. You ain't really known in the hood, you like asparagus. Might not understand all my bars, like cannabis. I make a hater's eyes turn red, like cannabis. Now you can either make these payments or suffer damages. Instead of paying off that debt, you buying bandages. We the black superheroes, they just regular sandwiches. Lot of mayo, no mustard. Pickles with no onions, a slice of cucumber. Y'all niggas is disgusting. Slow it down, stop rushing. I hate it like Britney Griner. Get it? Hate? Russian, Britney, Griner, never mind. Any curse you put on me, you can have it back. It was never mine. To begin with, got me highly offended. Big Blade, Bone Crusher, it's that take off a limb shit. Or I'm coming off the hip with the thing, Ben Grimm shit. Yeah. Yo, I'm not kidding.
Dog, I'm not playing.
Yo, kid, let's make it happen.
Okay, what's the play?
Proof. You want a taste? Yes, open shut. When you got rod on the case, I be a loner before I sweat you for anything. Nah, they don't wanna ride unless it's a money train. We gon' jump the tracks, get to the facts. I heard the lies. I don't wanna talk unless I get back monetized. It's two sides on the coin, just flip it and watch it land. I kick that real shit for the youngins to understand.
Wait, don't kill me, make me stronger. I ain't been the same since I lost my partner. I was dying in the underworld, bro. I was brought up. Be a man or your word. Ain't you say you get cool?
DJ King.
Where we at with it? Hey, back in the Maybach watching Rick and Morty. Pulled up in a 60-40, biggest creature of the cons. Long list, slick and Corey, free loop. Still trapping in the zone like a 3-2. Arm and Hammer mixing water, whipping like a ski dude. Zah funky as Pepe Le Pew. P.U., it sucks to be you. One thing I hate is a miss to me too. I get you knocked off, no T-moves. Stay on your A-game, just trying to stay sane. Like navy blue and pink seafood. The glide crazy glued to my waist. I put it down quicker than PDQ. Could come and get a sneak preview. Uptown with my new switchy and that Q50. Real bloodhound, never been ambassador with Beagle. Infected with the evils, connected with them people. Still above ground, now drop down and get your eagle on. That's infrared.com, red in my bloodstream. Head of a drug ring, I get my Smeagol on. Still in the ghetto with my Z, screaming free Ramon. Bust Skylar like a sunflower full of VS stones. Off of Gracian and Van Dyke, I caught the drink for midnight. Incoming call, I can't answer this on no speakerphone. Get all day for a swipe, watch what you speaking on. After money comes to respect, then it run power. And broad day, get right, jump out, just me alone. Left a reek in the gunpowder mixed with cheap cologne. I eat lightning and slap thunder with them Eastsiders. Putting niggas in the deep fryer, it's the heat miser. Spot hot as a grease fire, topside in the G-Visor. Hood full of shot spotters, but ain't no six spot.
Assassins.
Wow. DJ King Flow. Mixtape wow.
Wow. Wow. Me comí una pastilla con el delfín y ya esta perra me la va a chupar hasta que quedo sin una gota, fumando onzas, mirando olas en la playa. Wow. Tú en tu casa, con rabia, desesperado. Wow. No sea vago, mete mano. Mete mano. Yo lo hago, ustedes solo están teclando. Puro Insta, yo tiro fuego a tu camisa. Me da risa, lo tuyo eso ni tiene chispa.
No.
Apagado, a ti te dejamos doblado. En el BMW sollado, pumping coronado. Pesado como el bulto que se vende. Wow. Asesino de tu alma, papi, esto sí se prende.
Wow.
Manzana delincuente, 3,000 pa' los lentes. Me da escalofrío, 10,000 pa' los dientes. Excelente, yo soy de buena sangre. Y ya la pastilla me está calentando bastante. Wow.
Feta, buena sangre no se mezcla. Mente inquieta, dispara como metralleta. El que se oponga, galleta. Nunca razona, con nadie se lleva. Va tu ignorante y arrogante de baja clase. Crecí en el centro de Los Ángeles, diamante bruto, hecho bajo presión. Mi situación se puso alarmante.
Ahora tomo trago de Don Julio. Déjale a mi medido de Don Julio.
El trato fue hecho entre tú y yo, por eso hoy te aviso el precio, ya subió. Y va a subir como 1,000, pasta procesada en la selva de Guayaquil. Mantengo un bajo perfil y me la paso de país en país, como.
Ahora como trago de Don Julio, el área vine vino de Don Julio. Bien acompañado va su amor, en la vida se derramó lo que se lo.
DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
Yo, it's King Flow, the Mixtape Addict. We're here on the Mixtape Addict radio show, syndicated show. You know, we're broadcasting worldwide, and today I have my special guest from New York, Contagious Funk. How you doing, bro?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
You already know, man. Had to have you on there, man. We've been bumping the single No Way Out recently. So it's only right to have you on the show, man.
No doubt.
So how's your day going so far, bro?
Me right now, man, my day early, man. I had a late, long night. So it's going.
No doubt, man.
Got up anyway to watch some football. So it's sure. Sunday over here, so we here, man. We up.
That's the tradition in America, the football on Sunday.
Football Sunday, man. Yeah, now it starts earlier because they playing in London right now.
Okay, dope.
So they start earlier, yeah.
All right. Well, you know we have a tradition here in the Mixtape Paddock show too, man. I have to ask you, and I always start with the first question. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, man?
Who is my all-time favorite DJ, man? Mm-hmm. You put me on the spot. I'm assuming you want me to say King Flo.
I need some of the names. I appreciate.
There's the DJ Scratches. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Premier Jazzy Jeff. You know what I'm saying? I'm more into like I like the tricks and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you know some of those DJs would be up there. Premier.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? There's a long list, man. But so you definitely have to have those type of skills.
No doubt. So you're a fan of like the technical DJs, like behind the back with the elbows type shit?
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of the scratching. I'm a real fan of scratching.
Okay, dope, yeah, man.
It's like another instrument, you know?
Oh, for sure, man. It definitely is like an instrument, bro. You know, back in the days, you know what they used to say about that, you know, like they're not real musicians and all that. But when you listen to people, for example, like Rob Swift,
mm-hmm.
he actually have I don't know how you say that in English, but partitions, you know, like when you write the music notes,
mm-hmm.
he has the same thing for scratches. You know, you follow the notes and, you know, create melodies with the turntables.
There you go.
Yeah, man, that's some ill shit. Next level, mad scientist type shit.
Yeah. People just didn't understand the how to use it. You know, it was I guess new to them, so they had a lot of criticism.
Yeah, for sure, man. But you know, hip hop is here to stay, man. You know, recently, you know, it passed 50 years and still going strong. And look at us, man. 2025, we had one of the illest years in hip hop. We've seen the legends dropping albums back to back to back. It's never enough, man. We still have some new shit coming out. I heard the new Big L song. I heard the new Ransom and DJ Premier shit. It just never stops, man.
Yeah, nah, man. This shit is forever, man.
Yeah,
it ain't going nowhere, man. It's in any genre, you're gonna have the legends dropping. So it's only fitting that they do it in hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. What you think about 2025 so far? Like, you know, with the legends dropping albums back to back like that, like, did it give you more motivation to continue?
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It just lets you know that, you know what I'm saying, that there's no time limit to it. It's timeless, basically. I mean, you can keep going. And the thing that I like about it is that, you know what I'm saying? It's your own rules. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, it's not like you're being pushed out. You know, if you want to drop, you drop. If you're not dropping, it's on you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So I like that part of it.
Yeah, man. And you say the word timeless. And to you, what makes it timeless? Like, what's your recipe to make timeless music?
One, you got to be true to what you do. And stay in your lane, but at the same time, you gotta like reinvent that too. You can't just stay stagnant and stay the same. You know what I'm saying? But you can't go too far out of what you do. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know what I'm saying, that's what keeps, because you know the longevity is gonna keep your creativity is what keeps you there. You know what I'm saying? It keeps you interested. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. If you lose that. The creativity, you lose that, then it's over. You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
That's the timeless part.
Yeah, I think you also got to be able to handle the mental pressure that comes with making music, because you know being creative is one thing.
Yeah.
Also, you know, knowing how to stay in your lane and focusing on your goals, it's another thing, and sometimes it's hard to handle. How do you handle the pressure? You know, especially in 2025 with the technology. You know, you always got to be on social media, dropping stuff or people will forget about you, you know. So how do you handle that?
I don't let it faze me. I don't let the pressure or none of that. I just do what I have to do, and I use it for what is needed to be used for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know, social media is just another tool to promote yourself, promote your music, but it's not the only tool. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, me personally, I try to keep like my social media catered to what I do. I don't like trying to like go out the box or do nothing crazy or do anything to try to get attention or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not really like me. And I'm not going to basically technically be an open book. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to put anything out there. You know, I like to laugh, you know, some funny things up or whatever. Things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my approach to social media.
For sure.
Not just to be reckless with it or just do anything just to get attention.
Yeah, you like to have your private life too.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I always been like that.
Separate the two, you know?
You say what?
Separate the two.
Oh, for sure. For sure, man. It's like me, man. I never was a fan of, you know, posting everything that you do in your life, like the food, you know, the places you go to. Some of that needs to be secret. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It depends. You know, I mean, I don't knock nobody that does it.
Yeah, same here.
Nothing
yeah.
like that. You know what I'm saying? That's they using it the way they, you know what I'm saying, that they... work that works for them, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm just talking about for me.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, I mean, there's time for that, you know. It's time for everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
But not all the time.
Yeah, not all the time. You gotta, you know, here and there.
Yeah, yeah, you ain't gotta try too hard, you know.
For sure, man. It's gotta yeah. stay natural, you know, not forcing it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now, at the start of the interview, you know, we talked about the single, No Way Out. So yes, tell sir. The people about that. You know, what made you want to create that song with a, you know, it has a strong message in there. So tell the people about that and also what you have coming up, man.
Well, I mean, when I was writing that song, I was basically writing from, I guess, personal experiences. You know what I'm saying? So I guess at the time, I didn't have nothing to write about. So I just said, you know, I'm just going to write about something I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a few songs or whatever, and I got inspiration to write that song, and I just wanted to talk about the experience. So while doing that, I said, well, if I'm gonna do it, then I'm gonna just keep it real, you know what I'm saying? So I did that, and realizing at the same time too, it's gonna open up some doors and open up questions. And you know, at the same time, I was thinking, you know, hey, there could be some positivity out of this. Sharing my experience might prevent somebody else from going through that same type of experience. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, let's do it. And that's how I basically came about writing the song. I mean, obviously, I had the beat already. I don't know if I achieved that goal, but when I was making the beat, I was trying to make it sound like an 80s sound. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to make it sound new. Updated or nothing like that. I mean, I used the 808 and everything. I was trying to strictly go for like an 80s sound and just experimenting, kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep. It has that 80s sound, you know, especially with the synthesizers that you use, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep it in that lane with those instruments.
And the tempo too, if I'm not mistaken, it's 95 BPM. I remember because when I played on the radio, I see the BPM, so you know, yeah. Up-tempo stuff.
I think so, but I forgot what the BPM is, but I think it's that. I mean, I'll take your word for it because you loaded it up and saw it. But
yeah,
I actually forgot what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But it's a good thing, you know, to listen to that song to know more about the person that you are and the stuff that you lived in your life, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what can we expect for you after that? Because, you know, it's a dope single, definitely stays in your head. That's what I like about it. Like, it stays in your head. When you listen to it just once, it stays in your head. So that's a sign that it's a good, effective song, you know?
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to create things like that, you know what I'm saying? Things that just stick to you, you know what I'm saying? That don't just fade away, that has, hey, I guess, a message.
Yep.
You know, something that you can gravitate to, something that you want to listen to again, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal.
Yep, yep. I like the fact that, you know, it's almost a personal song because you talk about some personal stuff, but at the same time, it stays in your head. So it has the potential of a real authentic song that people are going to enjoy, because it's both at the same time. You can nod your head, almost dance to it, but you have a strong and personal message at the same time, which is something that's missing a little bit in you know, in today's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that it definitely was a personal song. I mean, as far as today hip hop, I mean, the thing is, my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, I feel like people are scared to be themselves, man. Not everybody, but people are just scared to be themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are scared to be original. Like, they want to do, everybody's trendy, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's what's trending. That's what I feel like people want to follow. And some of them, you can't blame them, because I guess, you know, they look searching for that success.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably feel that's the way to achieve it. But I mean, but that's what's missing, though. Originality is definitely missing, and a lot of things, not just music. You know what I'm saying? But
yep. I agree with that. I think it's the same thing with movies, you know, nowadays.
Yeah, movies, everything's a remake. You know what I'm saying? Even with sports, football, basketball, whatever, nobody has their own style. Like, a lot of teams are playing styles of whoever they feel like is winning, whatever works. Yep. I guess it's all the analytics thing or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Algorithms.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if you want to beat the algorithm, you got to be original, stay in your lane, and create unique art. You know, we're not only talking about music here. We're just talking about art in general. Something that, you know, in our DNA, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can always do what you do naturally. What you're doing with somebody, when you're doing somebody else, you're just trying. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy.
Yeah, you know, doing like copying stuff. We heard about that. You know, it can work maybe once, but it's not going to work forever. I think people are going back to authenticity. You know, people need that real authentic stuff.
Yeah.
It's gonna fade out. You know.
I mean, it's to the point, yeah, because, I mean, it's even simple when you talk about physical, tangible things like vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers are buying vinyl now and shit. Like, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Vinyl?
Yeah, and talking about that, man, are you planning on releasing vinyls or, you know, CDs, cassettes, anything physical for your music?
I haven't recently. But I mean, I plan to if there's a lane for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, technology has advanced so much that, you know, I don't know. I mean, if there's a lane for it, but it just goes to show you that people actually want to hold something.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? They don't just, you know, they want to read. They want to hold it. They, you know,
for sure.
And that's why they gravitate into records or CDs or whatever the case is. So.
Yeah, and they like to get autographed copies. You know, have the signature of the artist on the vinyl, on the CD, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that I can understand, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you can't do that on the stream.
For sure. And one thing that's important, too, is the artwork. Because when you look at the artwork on your phone, it's small. You cannot really see all the details and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you don't see... you got to kind of search for credits, like see who did what, and people want to know that, who produced it, who wrote it, whatever the case is.
Yeah, bro. You know, back in the days, that's what I used to do when I was a kid. You know, I used to look at the credits, even look at the studios that made the album, and look up the address of those studios, the labels, and send out demos, you know?
Yeah, that's how, you know what I'm saying? Or the labels, the label address, you know, send the demos to them.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you can still find that information now, you know what I'm saying? But it's, I mean, are there still offices, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
there
were so many cutbacks.
Yep. You're right. But I can't wait, man, to see some, you know, physical releases from you, because like we said earlier, you know, using social media can be a good tool, but you also gotta be present in real life, you know, in the streets. You gotta, you know, put out stickers, flyers, and at the same time be very active on social media.
Absolutely.
I think that's the recipe if you want to win, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, definitely. We had some merch going before. We're about to bring it back again, like shirts and things of that nature. We had cups, mugs. We're going to bring that back.
Oh.
We got the website. Another problem too, a lot of times when people search my name as an artist, they tend to get into some stumbling blocks because of the spelling of my name. Okay. I spell it with the E. Mm-hmm. And not the I. So it's spelled incorrectly on purpose.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So that's been an issue, but we you know, that problem's getting fixed. I've been doing a lot of doing different radio and interviews like this and things of that nature. So people have been gravitating towards it, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen definitely things boosting up. So with that being said, we're seeing a lane definitely to put out some physical products.
Dope.
Items.
That's dope, man. So everybody that's listening, you know, be on the lookout for that. And if you didn't hear the single yet, well, I doubt it, because if you listen to the Mixtape Paddock Show, you heard it many times. Go check out Contagious Funk, No Way Out. It's one of the dopest singles that I've been spinning on the show. So everybody that's listening, make sure you go check this shit out.
Thank you. Yes, please check it out.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Can we expect maybe an album from you in the next months or next weeks?
The album, I'm working on the album right now. I would say I was shooting for next month, November.
Okay.
But I don't know if we're gonna do that. So we're most likely looking at the latest early 2026.
Okay.
Early next year, but definitely gonna have another single coming out. At the end of this month or next month. We didn't set up the timing or anything yet. But we definitely got something else coming out before the album.
Hey, dope, man.
And there's a video. I just shot the video too for No Way Out.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I just shot the video. We're gonna release the video soon. I'm actually picking it up today. Just sending them the audio, the mastered audio or whatever.
Okay.
So he could add to it. And then yeah, we're gonna get that ready and rolling, man.
Yes, sir. Well, I can't wait to see the video, man, because like I told you, that's a strong single. It has potential. And, you know, all you need now is a video to, you know, get it to the next level, I think.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. That's definitely coming within the next week or so.
Dope.
But, yeah, so it's going to be on the Funktagious channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to be on ContagiousFunk.com.
All right.
That's the website. That website right there, contagiousfunk.com. That leads you to all my social media, all my videos, and there's some exclusive songs on there or older songs that I've done too.
Dope. It's super important, man, to have your own website. You know, some artists don't realize that, but when you have your own website, you're free to do everything that you want, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's your storefront, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely going to get more active and start. Like I said, that's another lane from the social media, you know?
Yep.
Where you can post up and I want to get it to where I could actually do some live streaming on the site. And like I said, mentioned before, we're going to have merch on the site as well. And we're also going to have... the label's website, realstreetrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have that as well. There's going to be some merch available, some Real Street merch. And I guess that's where you would find... you can find physical items on both.
Okay.
As far as CDs or whatever, you know, tapes, records, I don't know, whatever people are still into nowadays. As far as that part of the technology goes.
Dope. So yeah, drop the address of the website real quick, man. Let the people know.
The website is contagiousfunk.com. I spell it contagiousfunk.com. A lot of people might try to, you know, spell it with the I, and they might get lost or whatever. I don't know what how their search engine comes up. What comes up for them. But it's contagiousfunk.com, and I spell it with the E instead of the I.
Yes, sir. So everybody that's listening, make sure you go check out the website from the homie. You know, it's super important.
And I'm sorry not to cut you off. My bad. The YouTube channel is Funktagious. It's the Funktagious channel at YouTube.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
All good, man. You know, the people got to know, man. That's why I'm asking you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And talking about the people, man, and, you know, the upcoming artists maybe that are listening to this show right now, do you have any advice to tell them?
Any advice is you got to keep going. That's number one. You just got to keep going. You got to keep grinding. And stop complaining, man. I hear a lot of complaints in the music business.
Yep. Yep.
Stop complaining, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like playing ball, man. The ref make a call. You can complain all day. It's going to still be the same call, man. So
yep.
Complaining ain't going to get you nowhere. But just, yeah, just keep grinding, man. If you're true to your game, if you're true to your craft, you're true to your art, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, most people start young anyway. Everybody starts young. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna go through those growing pains.
For sure. And one thing that I will add, you know, on top of the stuff that you said, is also be nice. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists forget that they also have to be nice to others, you know, if they want to open doors, get opportunities, you know what I mean, bro?
Well, you know, so a lot of artists, I guess, don't know how to conduct themselves in the business world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So you got to, now when you're doing this, you're in the business world now, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you gotta know how to maneuver and manage. And if you can't do that, then you have somebody else. That's why people have managers.
Yep, definitely, man. You gotta be able to, you know, show respect so you can get the respect back. You know, that's how it works, man.
You a business. You a brand, man. You a business. You a product at the end of the day when you're an artist.
Yep.
So, you know, personal, you gotta separate the two, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's a tricky game, man.
It is, man. It is. You know, only the strong survives, man. That's what we say out there, man.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that, you know, what has been the biggest challenge in your career so far?
I mean, I had ups and downs. I mean, the biggest challenge right now, I'm getting this search engine thing where people find my name. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess the biggest challenge, man, is always what everybody else goes through, promotion, man. Yep. Getting the results, you know? And you know, getting things done in that window of opportunity, because it's a small window when you're dealing with this product. And we put out a product, you got a small window and you got to promote it right. And if you don't, you know what I'm saying, and it gets bigger than you, then you know you got problems, man. You know what I'm saying? That's been the biggest stumbling block that I've had along the course of my career has always been promotions. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're dealing independently. I've had deals, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? It's still, you still, when you got a deal, you got the label. You're still like, yo, what's up? I need some promotion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go, you know, both ways, which is a lot of artists' complaints, including myself.
Yeah, you because know, signing a deal is not everything, you know?
It's not, but
especially if we're talking distribution deal, you know, it's named distribution deal for a reason. It's not a real deal with promotion. It's just distribution. People forget about that, you know?
You still got to deliver certain things. They're not going to fund you know, everything. They're just doing distribution.
Yep.
And distribution nowadays is different. Like, you know, what are you really distributing? You know, you're just getting it into streaming sites. There's no stores or nothing like that anymore, really.
Nope. And everybody can't do that nowadays. You know, you sign up for TuneCore or DistroKid, whatever. Anybody can do that in a few clicks, you know?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And what's your strategy when you put out a record? Like, you know, in terms of, like, what's your plan to promote your record the right way?
I like to hit up the radio, you know what I'm saying? Get some radio spins. Helps out a lot. I just throw it out there, man, and see what it does. You know what I mean? I kind of like, you know, I know we living in like a microwave society or whatever. That's what they call it. Like everything seems to like die out quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like, you know, like to stretch out a record. You know, I get some spins on the radio or start off with the social media, a little promotion. And then, you know, instead of like dropping the video when I drop the song, no, I drop the video later. You know what I'm saying? It kind of brings life back to the record.
For sure.
Or I'll drop the record first and then it'll sit there and do whatever, social media for a month, boom, boom, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that next month or a month and a half later, I go to radio, you know? Boom, I'm doing radio now. And then, you know, I'm just taking it from there. And then video, or video first. Whatever the case is, there's no, you know, whatever's going to work first, It just, the whole goal is to stretch out the record.
Sure. I think you're 100% right, man, because when you look at the hit singles, it's not a hit single in a few days. You know, some people spend money, spend time, sometimes a year, maybe 2 years, promoting the same record over and over again. And that's how you get the results, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially if it's a good record and you got good results, you got good feedback, I should say, off of it. Yeah, you know, you want to stretch it out. You want to push it some more. You don't want to just let it die out. Like, okay, this is his life cycle, 3 months, or whatever the case may be, and then you move on from there. I mean, well, to each his own, but
yeah,
you want to maximize that product. You know, you want to maximize that song and get the most out of it to try to get its real potential.
Yeah.
You know, did you get it played everywhere? Did everybody hear it, or whatever the case is? You know, that's the question. So,
yeah, because the song, you know, it might be old to you, but it's still new to a lot of people. So, you know, always got to promote it.
Yeah, you're going to promote it. And at the same time, you know, you're going to create and give them new content, because, you know, there are people that heard the song, and it's going to be old to some people.
Yeah,
because, you know, they heard it.
For sure.
You know, so you still got to hit them with the new joints. Yeah, man, keep it coming. Pause.
Yeah, man. But we be here, you know, to support the new record, man. You know, push that shit out in France and many countries, you know, that like your Contagious Funk music, you know, and put it on rotation out there. That's how we do it, man. You know, we trying to spread the word. When we hear good hip hop, good shit, we're here to play. That's our role as DJs, you know, as music platforms. We're here for that, man. So we'll be here to hear the new shit that you got. And I can't wait to hear the album, you know what I mean? Like, to hear how you conduct that album, you know, how you put everything together. I'm curious about that, so I'll be on the lookout, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We working on it right now.
Dope.
All right, man. We working constantly.
Dope. Yeah, I know you're a hard worker, man. That's the only way to be.
Yeah, man. You know, plus I'm having fun, man. So.
Oh, for sure, for sure. If you don't have fun, you gotta quit, man. You always gotta have fun.
I'm having fun. So the time goes by, the hours. I'm putting in the hours. So I don't even know. Like, before you know it, it's time for the interview. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the studio all night.
Yeah, man. That's good shit. You know, we only have a few minutes left in there, man. Do you have a last word, you know, for your fans across the globe, you know, the people that support you? What would you say to them?
I say this, you know, I want to send a shout out to all of my fans. I want to send a shout out to the whole Rocky County, the whole Yak. I want to send a shout out to the whole New York, you know, the whole real street. You know, there's so many people to shout out, but I just want to shout out, you know, everybody that's involved in my project, everybody that's been involved in my other projects and has helped me along the way. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to them, you know, salute to them and the fans out there, the European fans.
Sure.
Yes. Shouts out to them. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. You know, that's what I'd really like to spend the last few of my minutes doing. So, you know, we already know what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? So I want to talk about the people that helped me get here, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't forget about the people, because without the people, we are nothing, man.
I mean, I don't make music just for myself to listen to. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's about everybody, man.
For sure. For sure.
You know,
I agree with that, man.
What's up?
Yeah. So everybody that's listening, make sure you go check out Contagious Funk with an E. Don't forget about that. Go on the website, contagiousfunk.com. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on every social media. Make sure you go run up the numbers for No Way Out.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Matter of fact, man, that's going to be my slogan, man. That's my Contagious with an E, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, man. So they Contagious with an E, so they remember that one, man.
Now, yeah, make a shirt saying that shit.
Contagious with an E, facts.
All right, thanks for your time, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, man. I appreciate you too, man. Love.
Peace, thank my you. Man.
Peace.